for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, July the 6th, 1998. Coffees from Millington, Texas are the ministers of the afternoon.
The Lord is good. Well, praise the Lord. It comes to that time again in the afternoon when we're going to speak to you about being set free. I want to talk to you today of why I need deliverance. I got a smart answer over there. I didn't hear it, but I know it was a smart one. Why I need deliverance. And, of course, there are so many reasons why. Let's start with the scripture. I like to. We base everything we preach on the Word of God. We don't preach testimonies and experiences, personal experiences. It's the Word of God, and that's the Word. That's the thing that has power and strength behind it, and we can trust it. We can't trust in the things of the world, but we can trust this Word. Now, in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, verse 17, I believe I'll start. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other, it says Gentiles there, as other heathen walk, in the vanity of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Paul had some real experiences, and he had some real revelation. And you know that God took him in and showed him some things, and he says, I don't even know whether I was in the body or out of the body. It doesn't matter, though, because God gave this to me, and God will give it to you by the Spirit if you will listen to the Spirit of God. Now, this is a Spirit book. God wrote it by the Spirit. The Spirit wrote it. This is where it came from. And He wanted you to understand it by the Spirit. We're not to take it legally by the letter. It is true. What he says is true. There's no doubt about it. But there is a spiritual truth that he's giving in the Spirit, in the Scriptures, that goes beyond the Word that is written there, that is by the Spirit of God. And God, by His Spirit, is revealing knowledge to us. I like to take the words and break them down. I like to, I tell people, I know a little bit, Greek and a little Hebrew. The Greek runs the restaurant down on the corner, and the Hebrew runs a store, a dry goods store down the street down there, and that's about all I know of the Greek and Hebrew. But I've got a Strong's Concordance, and it's got a dictionary in the back. And God told me that I could go in there and I could trust these translations that into English from the Hebrew and the Greek. And I like to break the words down. And when we're talking here, this topic today, we are not Hebrew by blood. We are adopted. You are Israelites by adoption. Now, the Hebrew child was taught from the very day he was born on up until he became of age, the Word of God. Amen. You weren't taught that. Not very many of you, at least. I'm sure not many of you here were taught in childhood the Word of God. So we didn't grow up with it the way they did. We walked in the things of the world, and many of us are still walking in the things of the world, much to our sorrow, because God didn't want us to walk in the things of the world. He said, love not the world and all the things that are in the world. What's in the world? Lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So we're not to, he told us not to love those things and to get involved in those things, but we are to go with this word here. And we are children of adoption, and therefore we did not learn the way a Hebrew child learned. And we walked, understand, your spirit came from God. Anybody have any doubt about that, that doesn't understand that your spirit really came from God? He told us that in His Word. His spirit came from God. But when, as we grew up as children, we belonged to God. We were totally God's as children. We were under His protection. But when we became of age that we wanted to make our own decision for ourselves, the enemy moved in.
Yes.
When you said, I would rather do it myself. And that's when the enemy got a hold of us. Now, people say there's an age of this and that, 12 years old, 14, 16, some age. It is at that point in life when we, on our own, say, I'll do it my own way. I'll not go according to any other writings, any other person. I'll do things my own way. And we got off into things of the world. We got off into things of the devil. And when I say into things of the world, we got into the things of the devil just simply by getting into the things of the world. With these words here that I read, he said that we walk not as other heathen walk in the vanity of their mind. The vanity. In the vanity of their minds, our mind, he says, is profitless. That's what that word means, the vanity, the profitless. Our mind does not profit us. It's our spirit, you know. That's what God's interested in, and I'll give you some scripture on that in a minute. In our mind, he's talking about our intellect and our soul, our soulish part of our body. The soul, what is the soul? The mind, the will, the emotions, and probably the appetites and a few other things involved. But mainly those three things, the mind, will, and emotions. Those things are profitless to us in the economy of God. They do not profit us in any way. Oh, I pull myself up by my own bootstraps. Look where I walk today. I am a man, self-made man. I walk here. No. God was in control all of the time, whether you knew it or not. We had some of that. Men heard that today about God permitting things in your life. We had a little bit of that today. But God was aware of all that was going on in your life. He's never lost control of this situation. You think the world's in pretty good shape today? Well, you think God didn't know that this was going to happen? Do you think He wasn't aware that this was going to take place? But He's not lost His position. He is still God, and He's still in control. And He will stay in control, and He will have a remnant of His people that will continually walk with Him. And they will not be swayed one way or the other, and we've got this all through the Bible. And He said that even the devil would get all of them except those whose names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Those who would not dare allow the enemy room in their life to take over. And that's why we're here today, because this is what Satan's trying to do, is to take over our life and pervert us so that we will not serve God any longer and move us into the devil's camp. He talks about some darkness there. And when he talks of darkness, it speaks of shades and darkness of error. Error. Walking in the darkness of your mind, in the error of your mind. And we get off in error when we listen to the wrong voices. You ever hear voices? No, we don't hear voices, for God's people don't. But yet, what about the thoughts that come in your mind? Where are they coming from? Was that me? Was that the devil? Was that God? And these, there are two sources that, for them to come from. They've got to come from one or the other. These thoughts that come into your mind either come from God or the devil.
Right.
You say, oh no, I thought that up myself. We are smart, aren't we? We are real smart people. We have intellect, but that's no good to us. I just told you about that. God said it was profitless to us. It is of no value. But we listen to these thoughts, and we act upon the thoughts that are there, and they either come from one source or another. I know people that listen to the wrong voices. I have people that tell me about the things they've done. But we listen to error, and if you want to see the biggest error of all, turn with me to Luke 22. Over in Luke in the 22nd. In the 22nd chapter, in the 53rd verse, It says, when I was daily with you in the temple, this is Jesus speaking, you stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour, and this is the power of darkness. And that's when they came and took him to crucify him. And this is the power of darkness in the world today. And it crucified Jesus. What will it do to you? What will the era that Satan is passing out do to you? If it crucified Jesus, don't you know that he's out for you also?
Amen.
Back in that scripture, I want another word out of there. I do believe I want that. Don't turn back with me, but I want to look at that scripture again. 18 says, and yet your understanding darkness, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of what? Of your heart. Your heart has been blinded. It's not your mind. He wasn't interested in this up here. He's talking about your heart being blinded. Our heart was turned and it could not see and it got in error. And because our heart got in error, it led us over into error. The things you desire are the things that you do. We have people tell us, I can't do that. My family does not agree, or my family will not let me do that, especially a wife. I have one person in particular I'm thinking of. I just can't do that. But I find out she does everything she wants to do. But she blames her husband for the things that she doesn't want to do. They just won't let me do it. And we are creatures who seek the best for ourselves. We want self lifted up. We want self elevated and to receive the very best that there is going, that we want it for this one right here. This old body here needs some help. I mean, it needs the best. It needs lifting up. And we really do it. We take authority over it and we bring the best into it. And sometimes we ignore others round about us. Sometimes we even step on others round about us because our mind has picked up error. As we began to talk here in this darkness, in this era that we have seen. Now, in the heart, where's the heart? When it talks about the heart, it talks about the middle. Talks about the spirit, and in some places it the center, and it talks about spirit. The heart and the spirit are kind of interchangeable many times in the Bible.
Yes.
And our spirit man, if he has not received the Holy Spirit, and he is under the control of the Holy Spirit, we're in trouble. We're subject. If we're walking by the five senses that we have here, we are open to Satan. Why? Because the soul is open to Satan. Where our heart is not open to Satan, but the soul is. And he can affect you right here. This is, we call it his playground. This is where Satan works. He comes into your mind and he whispers into your ear.
Yes.
Now, he can't read what you're thinking. I always stress that Satan cannot read your mind, but he sure can put thoughts in there. And that's one of his biggest tools he has, is to put thoughts into your mind and to try to get you off into error. And Satan doesn't really know what's going on down in here until you open your mouth. That's the our worst enemy right here. One of our worst enemies right here is this tongue. It gets us in more trouble. And Satan's wondering, what on earth? The demons are wondering, what is he really thinking? What's going on here? And until we open our mouth, they don't know. But our tongue's loose on both ends, I believe. It just talks all the time. And it just tells everything about us and what we're doing, what we plan to do, what we're going to do, where we're going, all of this. And the enemy just sits on you. Yes, yes, yes. I'll bring it to pass. I'll bring it to pass. Laugh till I thought I'd die. He said, yeah, I'll bring it to pass. And we've learned to watch our language, haven't we? Tickle me to death. No, it tickles me to life.
Yes.
So we're learning. You don't agree with? I see some doubt hanging out there that the devil can't do that. What about him, the devil, standing in and separating the answer to prayer? It did on Daniel, didn't it? Didn't he move in on Daniel's prayer when Daniel's prayer was being answered? He said, yeah, I heard you from the first day that you separated yourself to pray before me. And he said, I sent the answer back. And they've been here fighting 21 days, delaying that answer of that prayer coming back to you. Now, don't tell me the devil don't have power, but my God has greater power.
Yes.
Here's the beauty of it. My God is greater in every situation. And I said the other night, people accused us of talking about the devil all the time. Well, we do. He said, you see a demon under every rock. No, I don't do that. I see a whole family of them under there. There's a bunch of them down there. But I just don't talk about all of them. But when it's necessary, I don't mind telling you about demons and speaking about. If you don't know the enemy, how are you going to withstand? Let me ask you that. If you don't know who you're fighting, how are you going to do battle with him and win? So this is what we're about. We're not here just up here making conversation. There has, what have been, 18 years of this going on in our family here. We've been battling the enemy for 18 years now. And we've had some knockdown dragouts. In fact, one time we got knocked down right back there. And I've knocked a lot of them down. And there's been many, many battles, and there's been a lot of them here in this place since we've been ministering here. And we're trying to give people knowledge of the enemy that we're fighting, and this is why I'm speaking to you today on this topic of why I need deliverance. And I will get into it here in just a moment. In John, in the 6th chapter, in verse 63, it said, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life." That was Jesus talking. And the words are spirit and life, but he says it's the flesh doesn't profit anything. I've already talked about that and gave you some scripture on that and definition on it. But it does not really profit us, but the Spirit does. Our heart, our inner man, this man. We have somehow got the, maybe you know all about it, maybe you realize that people think, I learned long ago that people think when they die they're going in the grave and they're going to sleep. They go sleep there. Do you know that your spirit is going to live forever? You say, well, what if I'm not saved? You're still going to live forever. Even if you're not saved, you're going to live forever. It's just the location that it's going to be, whether you're saved or not, is what we're doing. And that is determined today. The location is determined now. What we do with Jesus, where we place him in here. Is he up here? Do I know about Jesus? This is where he is in most people's life. He's right up here. They know all about him. They know all about Jesus. They know he was born of a virgin. He lived for 33 years. Crucified, was in the grave 3 days, and rose again. And I seated on the right hand of the Father. As long as up here, it doesn't do you any good. Not until it moves down here. Gets into your spirit. To know, just to know, will not do it. Because you will not act upon all your knowledge. And this is in the soulish area, and this is open to the devil. The demons will absolutely strip you of your knowledge that is up here if it comes against what they want. You say, well, I don't have demons. Well, praise the Lord. What are you doing here? You don't have any demons. You ought to be in heaven. You should be in heaven if you don't have any demons. Well, we've already heard others preach already this weekend about Christians having demons. Well, I like to put it this way. Can a demon have a Christian? Yeah, they have a lot of Christians are owned by demons, I think, or have influenced by them. And you and I, our job here on this earth now is to clean up this body, get it turned on to the Lord Jesus Christ, and to serve and to worship our God. The chief aim of man, in the Bible says, was to worship God. This was your aim. You were made for this purpose. You were made to serve God. And if we're open to the devil, we cannot do it. And as long I made that statement about if you don't get deliverance, you cannot truly serve God. Because Satan is going to strip you of things that you desire and the things that you want to do in your life if you allow him to control your mind, your will, and your emotions. But if you put Jesus in your heart and start getting clean this body up and getting set free, you'll see the greatest difference that you can't imagine. I wanted this scripture here about the spirit quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak, they're spirit and they're life. I want you to think about your heart, because this is where God is, what God is looking at. In 1 Samuel 16, verse 7 says, But the Lord says unto Samuel, Look not on his countenance, nor on his height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for the Lord looketh on the outward appearance, but the man... Now, beg pardon now. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart.
Yes.
And it's God's vision of what is down inside of you is what he's looking at, not on our outward appearance, not even upon the acts that we're doing as much. Even our disobedience, we have 1 John 1:9 that will cleanse us if we are seeking God. We can always turn, and we don't wait to turn to God. What is that, 1 John 1:9? Anybody know what 1 John 1:9 says? Amen. If you confess our sins, he is
just to forgive us.
Okay, thank you. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if we sin, if we do sin, but we're not going to want to sin when we've turned ourselves over to God and we've cleaned ourselves up. We'll not want to sin. And those things that we get involved in that are sin, we can confess and clean up. Matthew, in the 13th chapter, tells us that Satan is very active today. In verse 24, he says, Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, and this is Jesus, The kingdom of heaven is likened to a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, there appeared the tares also. Now, the tares are the, and if you'll go on, read the whole thing. Who has done this? The enemy. Who is the enemy that's done it? The devil sowed it. He's the one that's put the demonic forces into the people, among the people. And they'll be cleaned out. If you read all of that, they'll be cleaned out totally at the end time. He says, as we gather the wheat, we'll uproot them. If you take them all up now, you'll uproot them. But we cleanse ourselves. We are to be about God's business and cleansing ourselves this day and in this time. For we'll never make it to that time to bring forth fruit if we do not clean up the tares in our life today. For they are out to separate you from God. Their main purpose is to separate you from God. You say, well, they can't do that. I know my God. They just keep coming at you. They keep coming at you in your mind. They come at you in your body. We are not knowledgeable. I started off telling you, we were not taught the Word of God from childhood to know this Word inside and out, the way those Hebrew children learn the Word of God and about God. You think we have? Where is the church today? What is the church doing today? I'm talking about the universal church. Where are we today? Is your church the church, the church that you think is the best church that you could find and the one that you want to go to? Is it the very best? Is it preaching the same thing Jesus preached? Is it preaching salvation? Is it preaching healing? Is it preaching deliverance? That's what Jesus preached.
Yes.
How many... Well, the kingdom of God was primary. How many deliverance churches are in your town? How many people are teaching deliverance today? And yet it is an important part of Jesus' ministry. It was one third of his ministry. Yet how many are doing that today? And yet we are blinded to this fact, and we'll support organizations, churches that ignore this totally. And they don't try to get the people separated from the enemy. They don't try to get them cleaned up, their minds cleaned, and set free from the bondage that Satan is putting on them. And he is just continually chipping away at God's people through his demonic powers that are in the earth today. Why do I need deliverance? I have not learned the Word of God. Have we read the Bible regularly? Do we get up every morning and say, I have to have my daily bread? It is more necessary to me than the food that I'm going to put on the table. And it is. It truly is. If we intend to spend eternity with our Father, that is more necessary. But we have failed to do that. And we do not know the Word of God the way the early church knew the Word. Now, of course, we are reading their history in the New Testament. And they had the prophets to live by, and the law. And of course, Jesus didn't do away with the law. It's still there. We just do not have to depend upon the law for our salvation. But it is still valid. He says, I came not to destroy it, but to fulfill it. So we have this, but we do not know this Word the way we should know it. And even when we know it, do we truly understand what God is saying to us? You know, I heard my wife was surfing the television. She does this quite regularly. She'll run across the whole thing and she'll get this one for a half minute or 10 seconds and it didn't look good. She'll go to this one. And she got a hold of a preacher the other day, been about a week ago, I guess. And he stood up and said, you know, he said, my ministry does not have time to preach salvation anymore. I'm on television so I can raise money so I can be on television so I can raise money to be on television so I can raise money to be on television so I can raise money to be on television. And he says, I've had to change my ministry. And he came to the knowledge that this was what was wrong and what has happened. And we have ministers all over television that are money raisers. That does not condemn every television minister. I'm not talking about that. But if you'll listen, every one of them is going to spend a certain portion of their time raising money. And it's necessary. Money's necessary. I don't deny money. Our legal tender is a part of life today. But where is our source for it? Are you depending upon man as your source for your living? Or are you depending on our Heavenly Father who said, I will supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory? And He's promised, God's already promised. Do you know that God has promised to take care of the Christian in every situation? Did you know that? Did you know that those promises will work every time that you meet the condition that was attached to the promise? There is a condition. And they will work every time you meet the condition. But you know, we're unbelieving believers. We believe the Bible. We say we believe the Bible. But yet, we don't really believe. We don't believe all of it. I know He will. I know He can. But I don't know if He'll do it for me. And this is our approach to God. I don't really know if He'll do it for me. And the reason we don't know why He will not do it for me is we have not walked in the Word that puts us in the position of blessing and obedience to God. And as we walk in obedience to God, there's no problem at all with receiving. You know automatically that it's there. When you pray, reach out your hand. It's there. When you're walking with God, when you're obedient to the Word. I want to get into some scripture about that and some words that God used on that in a moment. But I want you to see that Satan is throwing his demons all over the earth, and especially in Christians, because why would he put it in non-Christians? He's already got them. So who is he going to attack? He's going to attack the man that's made a decision for God. We were talking about some of these scriptures here. I wanted to speak this one at the men's meeting just a few minutes ago. John 16:33 says that in this world you're going to have tribulation. We're going to have to fight this enemy. We're going to have to do this. But then he goes on and says, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And he's already done it. He's already taken care of that. But we have to prepare ourselves to know who we are, who he is, and our relationship to him, and know that it's working. And we are going to have to go through tribulation and troubles and trials. And we read some scripture on that for the men before we came in here. And I'm not going back to that. But this one scripture we didn't touch. And I want you to know that we are going to have to do this. But that's all right. He's already overcome the world. And he's watching over us. And I'm not going to give you my favorite one on that, but he's going to supply all your needs. He's going to do it. He said he'll do everything you have need of. And there's a promise that is true in the Word. You know, when Satan does something, it looks real good. Otherwise, we wouldn't touch it. In 2 Corinthians, we wouldn't follow after him if it didn't look good, would we? 11th chapter. And verse 13 says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. So he's told us where they're going to be, what their end's going to be. But it looks so good sometimes. It looks so good. Sin is pleasant for a season. Just for a season, though. It looks good. It feels good. Because we're still, there's too much flesh in us. And we can enjoy that breaking away of God's Word for a season. But there's always the penalty to pay. And the enemy is going to see that we do break away. That's his purpose, is to do it. And he'll do it in so many devious ways. It says it's no marvel. Satan comes to us as an angel of light. Well, what's he speaking of is that? Of knowledge, of truth. Light speaks of truth and knowledge in the Bible. And he comes as that great revealer of truth. And he says, listen to me. Listen to me. You know, I have a person that I know that is so demon-possessed, it's just not possible for me to tell you how bad it is. And they will come in and say, the Lord told me thus and so. And they do it regular. I'm just wondering, how do you, when you're so full of the devil, hear from the Lord? What I want to know is, what Lord you listen to? What Lord? But you know, he is so devious that people think they are hearing from God when they're hearing from the devil.
Right.
And God gave us gifts. As we receive the baptism as we receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit, he gave gifts to men. One of those gifts is discerning of spirits.
Yes.
And we need to operate in that discerning of spirits to know what spirit is talking to us. And we have in 1 John he tells us how to test that spirit. So we need to use some of the gifts that God has given to us, but we're gullible. We are a gullible people. I hate to talk down and say, hey, we're in trouble. But you know, if I don't say we're in trouble, how do we know we're in trouble? If we continue in the way that we have gone, the church has gone down, down, down. Even in the last 100 years. There's been some great revivals in the last 100 years. But you don't see the Word being walked in by the people of the church. Now, I'm not going to give you examples. I have some good ones, but take my word for it. People are just not walking even in the Word that's being preached to them. I made the statement here a while back. I might have made it here. If you want to see the devil at work, look behind the pulpit. Got in trouble there, didn't I? But there are many, many preachers who are in it for money. And I heard Doc say just a little while ago, if you have not walked in an experience, you cannot preach it. You cannot give it to someone else if you haven't walked in it. And if this is what the preachers are doing, they're in it in the in the ministry for money, then how on earth can they teach you how to stay clear of what the devil's doing? How can they lead you into the way of the Lord if they have not walked into the way of the Lord? I can't give you something I don't have, can I? If I don't have it, I can't give it to you. And if I haven't walked in that way, I can't tell you about it. I can't portray it to you. Well, I can read it to you here, but my life will not line up with it. So, God wants us not only to read this Word, He wants us to walk in this Word also. And a very familiar Scripture is in Luke in the 22nd chapter. Jesus is talking to Peter, I believe. Let me go over and look at that, Luke 22. In verse 31, he says, "And the Lord said unto Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." I had problems with that for a long time. What's he talking about sifting? What does a lady do when she sifts flour? She takes the little knots and the stuff that's no good out of it, and she lets the good flour come down. Well, what Satan wants to do is let all of the good that is in you fall out. That's what Satan wants to do. He wants to sift you. That everything of the Lord in you will come out. And he does just the opposite of what the Lord does. Now, over in Amos, there's another one talks about sifting. And I believe it's 8th chapter of Amos. Chapter 9:9. "For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel from all nations, like as corn is sifted in a sieve, yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth." Now, he's speaking of taking the disobedient Israel out of the land and throwing them through the other nations. And he's saying, those that are disobedient, I will sift them to the ground. But the corn, the food, those that are subject to me, that have listened to me, they will stay in the sieve. They will not fall to the ground. But I will save those. And Satan does just the opposite. Where God takes care of his people, Satan takes those same people and he tries to destroy them. So he is out in his worst to get us in any way he can. John 5 says that sin really opens us up to demonic power. John 5:14 says, "And after Jesus finding him in the temple said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee." And he's talking about the man that at the pool of Bethesda. And when he met him again, he says, "Go and sin no more, lest a worse thing." What could be worse? He was impotent. He could not move. He could not get to the. Remember, he couldn't get to the water. The first one in the water, after the stirring of the water, was healed. And he'd laid there for many years, and he could not get in when there was a stirring of the water because someone else always was able to get in before him. Now, what could be worse than that? For he had been there in that condition for years. And he says, something worse will happen to you if you sin. Sin opens the door. This is how Satan gets in. Sin opens the door. We don't really recognize sin the way God looks at it. It was a little white lie. Well, God said it was a lie. He didn't say white lie. He just said it was a lie. You told a lie. He said, if you're going to live by the law, you're going to have to obey every point of the law. Not one. If you break one point of the law, you've broken the law. It's done. And it opens the door. And Satan takes advantage of that. He's looking through demons. He's looking for the sin in our life that opens doors to us. Men heard this, just for some of that, just a little while ago. And by us committing transgression against the Word of God and our Father, then Satan, these familiar spirits, check us out. He says, there's an open door. That sin and that life, and he enters in. You know when it opened the door, didn't you? But you got free, didn't you? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And this thing is so devious. We have disregarded Satan and his work for so long. I mean, it's just to the point that we don't really worry about him anymore. We don't talk about it. Don't talk about him. You're giving glory to Satan. No, I'm not giving glory. I'm exposing him. I'm exposing his works. And the church has told us, don't do that. Don't talk about him. And we have done that for so long that we are have allowed him to gain such a foothold in the lives of the people that he's even destroying churches. And this is the enemy that we're fighting. And so we know that when we do wrong, when we do sin, we open doors. Now, did you... I've used this before here, but we've got some new ones here. Did you know that sickness is of the devil? And when we open doors, they come in and the sickness hits us. Acts 10:38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, I've used that many times, but I didn't really understand all of it, because when you look up that word oppressed, it means under the power of. Healing all that were under the power of the devil. And as we, how do you get under the power? By listening to him, by being obedient to him. We go, though, that Romans, don't turn to it, 6:16 says that who you become servant to obey, his servant you become. Second Peter, which is it? I thought, well, forget it. That is the one, and we know that as we obey the demons, as we listen to them, we give them strength and power, and we become servants, subservient to them, and they take authority over us. In Matthew, in the 9th chapter, verse 27. When Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thy Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came unto him, and Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, Yea, Lord. And he touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. Threw this in right here because when we receive deliverance, it's according to your faith. I already believe. When I call the demons out, I believe they're going. How about you? Do you believe they're going? Well, if you don't believe, hey, you won't be separated from your friends. They're going to stay there. They're your friends. I mean, you're harboring those things. And if you don't believe it, they're not going to move at all. And how much we believe, how much we trust in the Lord. You see, I said this so many times, and probably all of you have heard me say it before. I do not set you free. I do not deliver you. I'm not the one that does it. I call them. I call those names out, and I believe they're going. But it is the Lord Jesus Christ that sets you free, not me. Not me. It is the power of God in a believer who will believe, and to him that believes, what does it say? All things are possible to him that believes. Now, that word faith is a good word. I love that. And I want to tell you about that word faith. I just used it here. Be it to you according to your faith. That word faith is a Greek word, and I don't know whether I can pronounce the Greek or not, but it's pistio in the English. And it means to believe or to credit or to trust. But you see, it came from another Greek word, a word pronounced pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S. It means persuasion, credence, conviction. Believe, faith, and fidelity. But that comes from another word, pitho, P-E-I-T-H-O. It means to convince, to pacify, assent, rely, agree, believe, trust, and the catcher on that is obey, to obey. But that came from another word, P-E-I-T-H-A-R-C-H-E-O. Pythocale. And it means to submit to authority, to hearken, and to obey. You see, I never knew that to believe meant the word that we use in the Bible, to believe, meant to obey. We use it as the English word, which means to give mental assent. I agree. That's a holy Bible. Yes, that's a holy Bible. It says so on the cover. I believe that's a holy Bible. I believe that was God inspired, written and given by the Holy Spirit to men who wrote it down according to the way the Holy Spirit gave it to them. I agree to that. That's believing in the English language. But when I believe it and the way the Bible wrote it, I will have to obey it. See the difference? I've got to obey it. I've got to walk in it. And that's what that word believes means in the Bible, and we need to understand and know that God expected us to walk in His Word. That was just a part of the Word that was just natural. That was understood that we would walk there. And as we walk there, we are not under the power of the devil. He will not have dominion or authority over us. We need obedience. This is where we need to go. Okay, let me give you a few more. 2 Timothy 2:24. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle to all men, apt to teach and patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Did you hear that? If God would give them repentance. People think, well, I'll just do what I want to do, you know, and I'll repent and get it all cleared up. It won't work that way. God gives repentance. And when God gives repentance, you better accept it and repent then at that point. Because you just might not get another chance. I know people that thought, well, I'm going to live the life that I want to live. And before I die, I'm going to repent of all this and serve the Lord. The latter years of my life. And they don't get latter years a lot of times. They don't get the latter years of their life. Can you afford to miss heaven? But I'm not through with this scripture. That they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him to do his will. Now it says in your King James, at his will. It means to do his will, because the devil cannot take you captive just because he wants to do it. You understand that? We had that discussion today too, didn't we? In the men's meeting. Because we have to have room for a curse to fall upon us. We've got to have an opening for a curse to light. And we did some study on that today. And if our lives are circumspect before God and a curse is loosed against us, that curse goes back to the one that sends it. If it does not light on us, if we are right before God, that's what stops a curse from lighting on us. But if we have sin in our life, and the curse, the one that sent the curse knows of the sin and cursed us because of it, that sin, that curse will come into us. And that's how we get in trouble. In chapter 3, just right behind there, the next scriptures says this: know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Do you think you're in perilous times today?
Yes.
I think we're in terribly perilous times. I think that the enemy is raging round about us. Peter says he's like a roaring lion, roaring about seeking whom he may devour. And that means he's trying to eat you up. He wants to eat you up, just take complete control of you. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Yeah, I see that. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Never seen such time when children did not listen to parents. Who do you blame? Not the children. You blame the parents. Walk through a department store. You don't listen to me, I'm going to whip you. I told you I'm going to whip you. I'm going to whip you. But you never see them get whipped. Threats, threats, threats. My brother, is he still here? Yesterday, his child acted up right over here. And his bottom got turned up and it got warm right quick like that. And I thought, well, here's a parent that still believes in sparing the rod and spoiling the child. We have to teach them. Do you know that a child will all, just as immediately after they're born, will pick up right away whether or not they're going to control you and try their best to control you. Man, they'll raise their voice in a minute to try to control a parent. And if a parent is not aware of it, they will control them. And I see homes today that are run by children. They are in complete control. Don't dare do anything to get this child upset. And this is the times we're in. And it goes on to say they're without natural affection. Truth breakers. Why are kids killing kids? No conscience, no affection. I don't know whether that's happening in your area. There are drive-by shootings where I come from. Murders in the streets. This type of thing. No conscience about life. They're just killing up and down the streets. False accusers. Incontinent. Fierce. Despisers of those that are good. Traitors. Petty. High-minded. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Boy, is that not true today. I drove Father Lake out here coming in, you know. It's covered in boats. And on Sunday, when I go to church, I have to drive 4 miles from my house to church, and there's the biggest flea market you've ever seen on the side of the road there. And there's people everywhere on Sunday morning at church time who have no thought of what day it is. Walmart is open 24 hours a day, every day. They don't even close at any time. They close one day a year. Walmart closes one day a year. Maybe two. I'm sorry. Maybe two. I think it's Easter and Christmas. The other businesses, they stay open also on Sunday. I mean, there's no consciousness of God and His day and the day that is set apart for worship. Why? The enemy's made inroads. He has really taken control of people's mind. Yet we say, He can't touch me. I'm Christian. He can't touch me. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. True of this day and time, this is where we are. 1 Timothy in the 4th chapter. Verse 1 says, Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Isn't that what we're just talking about? That they come in, they seduce our mind, they slip in unaware, they're wily, they come as angels of light. We don't recognize them. Why? We haven't been trained, we haven't learned, we haven't read the Bible. Pardon. We have not trusted in this Word and walked in this Word in obedience, and yet the enemy is just attacking us, and we say, He can't touch me. He can't touch me. And we're carrying pills in our pocketbook every day. I wouldn't ask you to turn out your pills the other day. We trust in a pill quicker than we'll trust God. Is that not true? Don't we trust pills? We trust a lot of other things before we trust God. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them that believe and know the truth. Is this who we are? Do we believe and know the truth? We're walking in a lot of the under the seducing spirits of Satan. James, the 3rd chapter, verse 13 says, Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of his good conversation his works with meekness and wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. We use this scripture this morning. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Envy. When you look that word envy up, it means ill will. It means destruction. Never knew that, did you? That envy would bring destruction. But yet that is in the... And the reason I give you words like this, you see, These words that God chose to use are descriptive of the act that is taking place. And it's not just a word pulled out of the air and say, now we'll use this word. He wanted you to see what was happening when he used this word. And when he said envy, destruction was down in there. We haven't recognized that. Jealousy is in there and spite is in there. And we spoke of confusion. It's instability, disorder, commotion, and tumult. 2 Peter 2:18-19. He says, for when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For whom a man is overcome, the same as he is brought into bondage. Whoever overcomes you, who you listen to, the same as Romans 6:16 that I quoted earlier. We become that servant. We become a servant to the one we obey. And when we're overcome by one, we become in bondage to him. And this is why we need deliverance from these demons, because we are in bondage unto the demons. Well, there is an answer out of this. In Psalms in the 18th chapter, in verse 16 says, he sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters, he delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. They preceded me in the day of my calamity. And he calls it a calamity in that day. But that's all right, for the Lord is our stay. And he delivers us. And that word there, that word delivered means to snatch away and to preserve. It's not just getting you out. He's going to preserve you. He's going to watch over you. And when God does something, he does it right. When he watches over, he really puts the enemy to flight. We know that we are safe. I want to end with a mark in the 12th chapter today. Verse 29, and Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel. Now listen, Israel. Have I got any Israel out here today? Let me see Israel's hands. Yes. Those that have salvation, those that have received the Lord Jesus Christ, we are part of Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely, this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. My wife came to a real revelation this past week. She was sitting studying, and all of a sudden she said, God, why do you love me? How can you love me? Why do you love me? You know what he told her? God is love. God is love. And as we take on that nature of love of our God, we can become that he desires in us. And for us to do that, we have to clean ourselves up. There has been so much come against us as Christians. We haven't realized the things that we've picked up. We're not going to turn to it, but I won't just speak of it. John, I believe it's the 11th chapter, when Jesus washes his disciples' feet. Why did he wash their feet? And he said, you do as I have done unto you. You do to one another. Now, why? What was that all about? God has shown me that as we walk this world, we have come to the Lord Jesus Christ and we've said we receive you as Lord. I take on you and I receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Invite him into my heart. But as we walk this earth, they walked in sandals. They didn't have shoes like we do. They walked in sandals. And as they walked the earth, they picked up the things of the world on their feet. And as you walk this world today, you pick up some things of the world on your body, on your feet. He says, we need to wash each other's feet to cleanse those things of the world out of us. The things of the world are the things that the enemy puts on us. We need to be cleansed from those. Anybody need any cleansing today?
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, you know our heart.
Yes, Lord.
You know everything about us, Lord. If we want to be cleansed, or if we don't, you know that. You know how to cleanse us. Father, we depend upon you. For without you, we can do nothing. So we come today saying, cleanse us, O Lord. Strip us from the enemy. Strip that enemy from us that we will be bare before you, that you may clothe us with the Lord Jesus Christ. That as men look at us, they'll not see us any longer, but they'll see Jesus. Do a work now, Lord, as we come before you, desiring that you move mightily in our life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen. Set both feet flat on the floor. Uncross your legs. Don't clench your fists. Don't cross your arms up. Those are acts of defiance. And as I call spirits, your part is not to pray out loud, but to agree with me inside, down inside your spirit, that if that's in there, it's got to go. If any of that's in there, it's got to go. You don't want any part of it. Come out. You've got to come out of me. And that's how you're part of it, as I call spirits. I'm going to call a whole list of them here. I'm not picking on any one area. I'm just going to go down the list that I have here, and we'll just see what God's going to do. I call rejection. Rejection, spirit of rejection. I bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I bind every spirit. I cut off the heaven from the heavens any aid in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits in the heavens that they'll not give aid to any spirit here. I seal this building in the name of the Lord Jesus that nothing shall come in to give aid to any demon here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I place them in subjection to my word as I speak and call the spirits out in Jesus' name. You will be obedient to my word through Jesus Christ our Lord. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now, rejection. Rejection in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Self-pity. Self-pity. Loose this people in the name of Jesus. I speak to jealousy. Spirit of jealousy. You have no place here in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, that destruction that is under jealousy, I command you, loose them and come out in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Depression, all depression, come out, come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. All spirits of depression and worry, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Everybody take a deep breath. Blow them out. Blow them out. Work with me. Blow them out. Take another one. One more. One deep breath and breathe. Get them moving. Inferiority. Come on out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Insecurity and inferiority. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All mental torment. Mental torment in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Procrastination. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Indecision. And spirits of compromise. All compromised spirits. Let them go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of compromise. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Loss of memory. Loss of memory. Spiritual wickedness. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Jesus. A false gospel. False teaching, in the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all that self-will, come out. Pride, in Jesus' name, let them go. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Deceiving spirits, come out. Spirits of madness, Madness in Jesus' name. Lying spirits. Lying spirits in Jesus' name. Come out. Let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All cursing. Cursing and blasphemy. Come out. Come out. Let them go. Move. Move. Come on. Come out in Jesus' name. You have no rights here. You cannot stay. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come on out. Move. Move in Jesus' name. Criticism. Spirits of criticism. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. You can't stay. You're a liar. You're a thief. You're a robber. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. All criticism. All mockery. Mockery spirits. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Gossip. Spirits of gossip, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. Spirits of gossip. You have no place in God's people. Scornful spirits. Scornful spirits. The destroyer. The destroyer. I call that destroyer out. In Jesus' name. Spirits of fear. All types of fear. Big fear. Fear. You know what fear is? Fear is believing in the devil more than you believe in God. God's already taken care of it. You believe the devil's going to do it. Fear. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All spirits of fear. Fear. Let them go. Let them go. Spirits of fear. Come out. Fear of death. Fear of death. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirit of death. Spirit of death, I curse you and I command you to let them go. Let everyone go. Every person go here in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of brooding. Brooding in the name of Jesus. Resentful spirits. Resentful spirits. Bitterness. Spirits of bitterness in the name of Jesus. Let them move. Move. In Jesus' name, come on out. Come out. All bitterness. Root of bitterness. I call out that root of bitterness. Let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ. He's King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. You cannot stay. Root of bitterness. I break your hold. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command you to come out. In the name of Jesus, I cast you forth from these people. I place you under my feet. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Root of bitterness. Root of bitterness, I speak to addiction, all types of addiction. Addiction to nicotine. I call out addiction to nicotine. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Cigarettes, tobacco of any form, in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. All spirits of nicotine. Come out. All the addiction to nicotine. Alcohol. I speak to addiction of alcohol. I bind that spirit of alcohol. In the name of Jesus, I call that alcohol spirit out. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. All the addiction to alcohol, I call out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go. Come on out. Come on out. Alcohol. Alcohol. Addiction to alcohol. Addiction to drugs. Addiction to drugs. Street drugs. Prescription drugs, all types of drugs, in Jesus' name, addiction to drugs, tranquilizers, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I break that hold. I break the hold of tranquilizers in the name of Jesus, and all types of drugs, in Jesus' name. Come out, in the name of Jesus. Let them go, in Jesus' name. Addiction to food, in the name of Jesus, let them go, come out, in Jesus' name. Addiction to sports. Sports, watching sports, in the name of the Lord Jesus, come out, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go. Addiction to hunting, hunting, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, sports hunters, in the name of Jesus, I break that addiction to hunting in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Addiction to caffeine, come out. Come on out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out. Addiction to caffeine. Let them go. Let them go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Addiction to sweets. Sweets. Candy. Candy. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I break that addiction to candy. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Spirit of uncleanliness. I call out a spirit of uncleanliness. In the name of Jesus. Torment. Spirits of torment. in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Move. Move in Jesus. Come on. Work with me. Breathe them out. Breathe them out. Cough them up. Cough them up. Get them moving. Get them moving in the name of Jesus. Torments. All torments. That's what demons do. They come in to torment you. That's what they're about. Come on out. Torment. Tormenting spirits in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Strong delusion. A spirit of strong delusion in the name of Jesus. Vile affections. Vile affections. Come out. Come out. Seducing spirit. The seducing spirit. A burning lust. Burning lust. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Burning lust. Lust. Lust of the flesh. Lust of the eye. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Burning lust. In Jesus' name. You have to go. You have to go. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of lunacy. Spirit of lunacy. Come out. In the name of Jesus. I take authority over you and I break your hold over every person here in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the hold of lunacy in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, a seared conscience. I break the power of a seared conscience of you in Jesus' name. Unrighteousness, unforgiveness, maliciousness, envy. In the name of Jesus, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus, infirmities, all infirmities and sickness, sickness and infirmities, come out, in Jesus' name, sickness and infirmities, come out, the Lord rebuke you, debate, spirits of debate, in the name of Jesus, argumentative spirits, in Jesus' name, let them go, in Jesus' name, profanity, spirits of profanity, in Jesus' name, deceit, double-minded spirit, a double-minded spirit. Spirit of little faith, backbiters, sensuality. Spirit of haters of God, come out in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come on out, haters of God. The letters, let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, confusion, spirits of confusion, in Jesus' name. Boasting. Spirits of boasting, spirits of evil works, blindness, blindness, spiritual blindness, blindness of eye, in the name of Jesus, come out, in Jesus' name, spirits of dumbness, dumbness, in Jesus' name, covenant breakers, no affection, evil thoughts, spirit of evil thoughts. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Evil thoughts. Murder. Spirits of murder. Unmerciful spirits. In Jesus' name. Adultery spirits. In the name of Jesus, I cast out adultery spirits. Spirits of malice. Malice. Child sacrifice. Abortion. In the name of Jesus, spirits of abortion and child sacrifice, spirits of fornication, fornication, spirits of fantasy sex, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, masturbation, lust, perverseness, homosexual spirits, fornication, adultery, provocativeness, harlotry, in the name of Jesus, all sexual spirits, the sexual spirits, come out, come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Fornication and adultery. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Move. 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 Eastern religions. Pagan religions. Philosophies. Mind sciences, yoga exercises, karate, Mormonism, Jehovah Witness, Christian Science, the Rosicrucians, Theosophy, Unity, Bloodless Religions, Spiritualism, Seances, the Lord rebuke you, come out, come out. Occult practices, all occult practices. Witchcraft, spirits of witchcraft. I break the curses of witchcraft over you in the name of Jesus. in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on out of her. Come out of her. Let her go. Let her go in the name of Jesus. Let her go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let her go. Come out. The curses, all the curses, curses, witchcraft curses, in the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out. Come on out. Witchcraft curses. Magic, spiritual magic, the Ouija board, levitation, levitation, come out, come out. The fiery darts, spirits of cursing, the lust of uncleanliness, corruption, vanity, vanity, come out in Jesus' name. Pride, pride, let them go in Jesus' name. Palmistry. Handwriting analysis, automatic handwriting, ESP, in the name of Jesus, hypnosis, hypnosis, in the name of Jesus, spirit of hypnosis, hypnosis, horoscope, horoscope, spirit of a horoscope, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name, horoscope, astrology, spirits of astrology, spirits of divination, divination, false doctrine, dishonesty, proudness, pornography, spiritual pornography, come out, unforgiveness, spiritual unforgiveness, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, yoke of bondage, serpents and scorpions, retaliation, blindness, spiritual striving, poverty, spiritual poverty. I cast out spiritual poverty in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. Spiritual poverty. Poverty. Afflictions. Afflictions and trouble and confusion. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Come on out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them and come out. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, does she need any more water on the floor? Does she need any on the floor? In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Well, George is coming now. In the name of Jesus, let him go, let him go, let him go in Jesus' name. Poverty, poverty, afflictions, troubles, troubles in the name of Jesus. Confusion, terror, hate, hate, diseases, distress, dominions, brokenheartedness, dismay, heaviness, mourning, infirmities, sickness, blindness, deafness, migraine, headaches, mental illness, madness, mania, retardation, senility, spiritual schizophrenia, spiritual paranoia, hallucinations, spiritual heart failure, stroke, heart blockage, spiritual cancer. Cancer. I call cancer out. I break your hold in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I destroy that spirit of cancer in the name of Jesus. I command it to go in Jesus' name. I take authority over that spirit of cancer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command, loose them. Loose them and let them go. Spirits of cancer, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes. I call out diabetes in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out. Leukemia. Leukemia. Kidney failure, kidney disease, in the name of Jesus, arthritis, swelling, tumors, AIDS. I break the curse of AIDS, the power of AIDS, in the name of Jesus. I call it spirit of AIDS. Spirit of AIDS, I command you, come out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Gallstones and kidney stones, come out in Jesus' name. Stroke, heart attack.
You mentioned kidney stones.
Yes.
Dottie, she just walked up and said her sister, she's in the hospital, I guess, with kidney stones, to pray for her.
pray for him. Heavenly Father, right now we take authority over this one that's named Dottie's sister. She's in the hospital for the kidney stones. I curse that kidney stone in the name of Jesus. I command it to dissolve in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I take authority over it and I say, be gone in Jesus' name. You loose her. You loose her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let that kidney stone come on out and pass in the name of Jesus. All the sharp edges of it to be dissolved so that it will pass in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Now, if you work, and let's all stand. The rest of you stand. Father, we praise you and we thank you for deliverance. I ask, Father, that you cleanse our church from everything that has come out and those still coming, that you carry them to the pit in the name of the Lord Jesus there to bind them, that they'll not return to harass anyone in the name of Jesus. I bind retaliation and backlash in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ over every person here, that the enemy will not return to harass them because of deliverance in Jesus' name. Fill each person here with your Holy Spirit, Father, for those places that the enemy has vacated. In the name of Jesus. Restore our soul, O God. Restore us in the name of Jesus. We praise you and we thank you. Now, Father, I bless the food in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that it will nourish and strengthen our bodies, that it will not do harm to us in any manner, but will supply the need of our body. We receive it as a gift from you, and we praise you and we thank you for the food and those who prepared it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.